It's Tuesday, April 19th, and this is episode 18 of the Shaunakee, My Brutal Drunken Uncle. For more information and liner notes, visit goodwordswriteorder.com. Family is tough. There's no way around it. You're emotionally handcuffed to these people, although sometimes they seem like aliens. And there's no getting away from them. Family is tough. And it's especially tough with Sam. He's my uncle. He's a busy man of some importance, no small amount of money, and affairs to manage all over the place. I don't call him a businessman, because I'm not too sure he has any knack for business, but he sure does travel a lot. As far as I can tell, he moves around, screwing things up wherever he goes. And my home is no exception. Don't get me wrong. Sam's heart is in the right place. Probably in the best of all possible places. And he does good things. But it doesn't eliminate my suspicion that the world would be better off if he just left it alone. I'm being vague. And I shouldn't, because this is distressingly personal. Sam rolls into town for a visit, usually around the beginning of the year, grabs a beer from the fridge, throws his feet up on my coffee table, and makes himself at home. We talk, he drinks, we get caught up. For the first day or so, it's actually kind of nice. I know he enjoys his visits. He never had any kids of his own, and I'm his only nephew, so it's only natural he should feel a paternal influence. Take care of the boy. Tell him how things are, you know, tell him how the world is.
Treasury bonds, son. Invest in America.
And it gets really annoying. Hey, I'm an adult here. A little friendly advice, well, that's one thing. But there's no need to be pushy about it. Especially when you're a guest in my house.
You're not putting enough away for retirement. Why don't you take a portion of each paycheck and give it to your old Uncle Sam to manage?
Right, Sam. I'd have plenty for retirement if you didn't drink me out of house and home every time you came.
You're a good kid. Run, give me another beer.
Yeah, he's a character, all right. Now, I'm a person who has a fair amount of endurance, but the open-ended nature of his visits just kills me. I never know how much time he's going to take up. He's just there. Every day, more and more of an oppressive presence. Some of the shit that comes out of this man's mouth.
We should dress the army up like John Wayne. Instead of whoa, those jarheads should be yelling, "Wah-ha, sir!" I'll tell you about math. Should make a law to simplify the whole thing. Pi, 3.14 or whatever. Yeah, Act of Congress, pi is now exactly 3. Think about how much trouble it would save. Think about it!
He takes money right out of my wallet and goes to buy smelly cigars, which he smokes in my living room.
That's a good smoke.
And then gets on me about smoking cigarettes. And, well, everything.
Take a coat. Sure buckle your seatbelt. Make sure you're getting at least 3 milligrams of C every day. I want to get scurvy now.
Yeah, it's very annoying. Hello, I'm an adult. But what am I supposed to do? He's family. Besides, he's big and strong and actually kind of scary, especially when he gets angry. And he can get worked up about the kookiest things, especially after he's had a few.
Goddamn manifest destiny. I'll tell you a thing about manifest. Goddamn Napoleon.
But he goes the other way, too. When that tsunami hit Asia, he dropped everything, filled a ship with food, and headed in. Never a second thought. I couldn't have been more proud of him. He's got a heart of gold. Yes, a heart of gold. And intestines like the radiator lining on a 53 Packard. Jesus, Sam, now I have to get the couch recovered. When I was little, I saw him break up a fight in a bar.
Don't tolerate naked aggression! Timmy Ganoon! Tyler Toon!
I mean, he restored order, but the bar needed a week of repairs, and one of the guys lost a hand. At the time, I thought he was a hero, but I later found out that Lefty owed him money. So he generally stays about a month, his presence oppressive and wearing on me and my upholstery until I just can't take it anymore. And then, about the time I do my taxes, he heads on his way. Even though he's rich, he always leaves with a good chunk of my money. And I can't do anything to stop him. He's just too damn big. He thinks he's doing it for my own good. But he's family. For better or for worse, he's my brutal drunken uncle, Sam.